The day after multiple Russian missiles hit targets in Lviv in the west of Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky demanded world leaders give his country more weapons. His tone, taunting at times.
It is planes for Ukraine. It is tanks for our state. It is missile defenses. It is anti-ship weapons. That's what our partners have, just gathering dust. After all this is not only for Ukraine's freedom, but for Europe's freedom. We have already been waiting for 31 days. So who is running the Euro-Atlantic community? Is it still Moscow because of their threats?
On Sunday across Ukraine, prayers for victory and an end to the war.
My mother is 68. She desperately wants to go home. She doesn't believe that the home is not there anymore. In our village, whole streets were destroyed by Russian tanks.
After a month of Russian bombs and shelling, not everyone is willing to turn the other cheek.
Our military needs weapons because we can't stop the war with diplomacy. Diplomacy doesn't work. We don't know Putin's reasons, and we cannot convince him by talking. I don't know his reasons, but he is against the whole world.
In Kherson, protesters still being tear-gassed say demonstrations have pushed Russian forces back, and they are not in complete control of the city. In Kharkiv, more overnight shelling further devastating a city already heavily battered by Russian strikes. And more evacuations from Mariupol, still the worst-affected city of the war. The latest attacks on Lviv came after Moscow announced plans to refocus its military on the Donbas region. Lviv's mayor and its residents say the missile strikes are proof Russia cannot be trusted.
You can still smell the fuel in the air 24 hours after Russian missiles hit the storage facility just over there, pretty much destroying it completely. Now, this fuel depot, the fire that was here has been put out. Firefighters have managed to make sure that the facility is now safe. And we have these large fuel trucks here on site to transport the rest of the fuel that is still at that depot away from this area. This is a mixed residential industrial area, and that fuel needs to be removed from here because this location is now considered a known target.
The facility is still standing, but structurally compromised. Salvaging the remaining fuel is important for the war effort and for the safety of this neighborhood, one of the latest to be targeted in this conflict. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Lviv.